The light and peace of Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
The glory of the Lord has risen upon us.
Let us rejoice and sing God's praise forever.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Very warm welcome to St. Mary's for this act of worship for this week. Just one or two notices as we begin. Firstly, thank you to all of you who donated to Christian Aid. We've exceeded our target, modest target as it was, of £500. We're now at over £700. That will be open until the 27th of May, so until Wednesday. It'd be lovely to get even closer to that £1,000 mark. So if you haven't donated yet, please do so. Next Sunday, our worship is for Pentecost Sunday. It will be a Eucharist here, the first time the Eucharist has been celebrated in church since March. So it feels right to have a Eucharist here for that important day in the church calendar when we remember the coming, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And also it will mean that from that Eucharist, our Ordinary will again have the reserve sacrament in it, which again it hasn't before. Several weeks, and the Ombre light will shine as a reminder of Christ's sacramental presence in the church. At the end of the service, there will be, as there is normally when we gather here, an opportunity to renew our commitment to love and serve in this community where we are. So if you're able to, and if you have one in your home, please have a candle to hand so that that can be lit at the end of the service. Next Sunday on Pentecost Sunday. Those of you who are staying with us for coffee afterwards can have that candle with you. And on that subject, do encourage you to try and join us after the service for coffee. It's been good to see a few more in the last few weeks. It'd be lovely to see you after this week if you're able to join us. So let's begin our worship by singing some memorable words of George Bell, "Christ is the King. O friends, rejoice." Christ died to sin once for all, and now he lives to God. Let us renew our resolve to have done with all that is evil, and confess our sins in penitence and faith. Like Mary at the empty tomb, we fail to grasp the wonder of your presence. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Like the disciples behind locked doors, we are afraid to be seen as your followers. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Like Thomas in the upper room, we are slow to believe. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. We beseech you, leave us not comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to the place where our Saviour Christ is gone before, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the apostles had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this a time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. Whilst he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly, two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who's been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. This is the word of the Lord.
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Hallelujah. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, as we are one. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, as we are one. There's a pub in Methley called the Boundary House. It's currently closed, but as I was delivering shopping to my auntie and uncle in Methley on Saturday, I asked if they knew the significance of its name, the Boundary House. My uncle thought perhaps it was due to the location. It's on the edge of a cricket field. For those who have an understanding of cricket, I imagine the boundary is quite essential. A boundary, something which acts as an invisible or visible barrier, is something we have become familiar with over the past few weeks. The wearing of gloves and masks, 2 metre distancing. Supermarkets have created barriers for customers and staff alike. Boundaries, either visible or invisible, are there for safety, but they can be destructive too. They have a way of separating, and we are often guilty of creating them for ourselves. Boundaries between young and old, rich and poor, able and unable, educated and uneducated, the loved and the unloved. In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus is praying for oneness. If he is praying for oneness, then he is rejecting all that divides us. Over the past few weeks, we have seen the significance of one. Many single ones making a big impact on what is a strange situation right now. Individuals coming together to be stronger and more resilient than they would have been before. And also the opposite of that. Groups and communities being overnight separated, made back into individuals, and the church no more so affected by this change of rule. There is something quite unique about being human, that we can exist as an individual and have had to a certain extent recently. But we always work best when we are together. We have a responsibility for Christian unity and for sharing and living out the gospel as a community. This community has changed significantly over the past few weeks. There will be some things about the change that will have long-lasting effects. And others we may never notice the change. Once we are back together, we will still worship in the church the way we have always done, but perhaps slightly differently. We will still gather to receive communion, but perhaps slightly differently. We will still have social events, but perhaps slightly differently. All these changes will be for the good of all, so that once more we may be as one. In John's Gospel, prayer and community are equally obvious as Jesus prays for the disciples that they may be as one, as we are one. The disciples began their journey as an ordinary bunch of men, but have been witness to so much. One thing that is apparent that throughout all of their experiences with Jesus is that they have learned to stick together and they have learned to keep praying. That sentiment of learning to stick together is a feeling that we can all recognise now, even though circumstances can make that quite hard. Prayer has continued throughout this period of lockdown in many forms, morning and evening prayer being held in homes across the parish. As the hymn writer puts it, the voice of prayer is never silent, nor dies the strain of praise away. Every day online, if you want it, there are ways of worshipping God. Services are made available to enjoy later, and I know some of this congregation watched and participated in the choral evensong advertised by Giles. Resources are there to be tapped into, and I know many have used the resources we have provided, and some have looked further afield. So they may be one as we are one. The diocese has also taken steps to assure that prayer is a constant in our homes and lives, and have produced an online Thy Kingdom Come, a series of prayer resources. This year there isn't a printed booklet for obvious reasons, but there are many online resources which you can tap into. Thy Kingdom Come started on the 21st of May and runs until Pentecost, and is a way of encouraging prayer for each other and care for our neighbour. In its simplest form, Thy Kingdom Come works when all those participating come together to be one. I know that's very impossible right now, but we could make a commitment to perhaps pray the Lord's Prayer together at least once a day. I know we probably do that already, but Thy Kingdom Come serves as a reminder that we are all called to be Christ's disciples in this place and to live out our gospel in our lives. It's not just about prayer. This year a new strand has been added, and that of care. Care for our neighbour. For my mum, who isn't tech savvy at all, she is connected with friends through writing and sending things through the post. An exchange of greeting to let someone else know you are there is all that she can do right now. We may feel like the boundaries have been created to our lives, but God's love knows no boundary. Although separated, we are still one in Christ Jesus, just as he is one with the Father. And that's why we have gathered here today, gathered to experience God revealed in Christ, focusing supremely on the love which underpins all that he is and all that he does in our lives. Something which, as the followers of Jesus, we are invited to do every day through prayer, reading of the Bible, and our engagement of the world in fellowship with each other. May the love of God break down the barriers that we have in our lives, so that we may live and love as one, in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, risen from death, we praise you for changed lives and new hopes at Easter. You come to Mary in the garden and turn her tears into joy. For your love and mercy, we give you thanks. We praise your holy name. You come to the disciples in the upper room and turn their fear into courage. For your love and mercy, we give you thanks. We praise your holy name. You come to the disciples by the lakeside and turn their failure into faith. For your love and mercy, we give you thanks. We praise your holy name. You come to the disciples on the Emmaus Road and turn their despair into hope. For your love and mercy, we give you thanks. We praise your holy name. You come to your people now and turn our weakness into triumph. For your love and mercy, we give you thanks. We praise your holy name. Alleluia, Christ has been raised from the dead. The peace of the risen Lord be always with you.
And also with you. God is love, let heaven adore him. God is love, let all rejoice in him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus, you share your life with our life. We pray for all members of the Anglican Communion around the world, for the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Most Reverend Justin Welby, and all primates and bishops, for members of the Anglican Consultative Council, for the Secretary General, the Most Reverend Josiah Idowu-Fiu, for staff of the Anglican Communion Office in London and the United Nations offices in Geneva and New York. Unite your church so that it may witness your truth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In our diocese, we ask your blessing upon our archdeacons, Andy Jolly of Bradford, Anne Daughtry of Halifax, Paul Ayres of Leeds, Peter Townley of Pontefract, and Jonathan Gough of Richmond and Craven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of peace, lead all who govern and who shape the course of nations. Open their hearts to justice and fill them with deep desire to serve mankind with love in their hearts. We pray for our own government, that they may pull together for the good of the nation. We pray for the Prime Minister that he keeps well and able to take us through this pandemic.
Dear Lord, we ask for your blessing upon Elizabeth, our Queen, guide and protector. Our local authorities carry great responsibilities. We pray they use their position with deep thought and compassion. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for St. Mary's Church, for Canon Matthew, for Lynn, our reader, and for the church wardens, David and James, and all who give support in any way. Bless them and keep them strong. We pray for members of St. Mary's whose hospital appointments have been cancelled or postponed, for operations, for physiotherapy appointments, checkups and test results, also postponed. And we pray for any who are in pain as a result of the delays. We pray for the residents of Greenway Close. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, we hold before you student nurses and doctors, confronting situations before being fully prepared for them. Give them the fortitude to sustain them through these dark and terrible times. We thank you for these young people and for all the volunteers in every part of the National Health Service. Lord of hope and compassion, you know about suffering. Look with compassion on the anguish of the troubled world. Soothe all who carry pain and grief daily in their hearts, for the homeless and for the lonely, for those traumatised by recent event or an experience, for parents who ache with the loss of a child, or whose grief has been reopened, for those whose memories need healing, and those thankful for life shared. May the light of your kingdom shine in every dark place. We have been asked to pray for George Brown, Jimmy Campone, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, together with any others known to us, for whom we pray in the moment of silence. We pray too for those who have recently died, among them Geoffrey Rinder, Edward Fryer, Nora Fontaine, David Richard Brown. Father, in your Son you give new life to all who have died, and we pray for Dennis Sanderson, whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Comfort all who are mourning, take away the heartache of grief, and replace it with the joy of your eternity. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of love, grant us the grace to love one another. As you love us, that your will may be fulfilled. United with the Church across the world, let us pray with confidence using the words our Saviour taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, giver of love and power, your Son Jesus Christ has sent us into all the world to preach the gospel of his kingdom. Confirm us in this mission and help us to live the good news we proclaim through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead. God has claimed us as his own. He has brought us out of darkness. He has made us light to the world. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. May Christ, who out of defeat brings new hope and a new future, fill you with his new life, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you, your homes, and those whom you love, this day and always. Amen. With the power that raised Jesus from the dead at work within you, go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.